205 here on Kate Radio, AM 1450. Afternoons with Aaron, and want to welcome a special guest into the studio today with the Albert Lea American Legion Riders, going to tell us about a couple of upcoming events. Want to welcome Dwayne Thomas. And Dwayne, thank you so much for stopping by.
Well, I'm glad I have time, and glad you have time to get me in, and I appreciate it.
Absolutely. You want to move that mic just a little bit closer to you? Got to make sure everybody can hear your deep voice there.
How's that?
That's better.
A little bit better?
Yep, that's better.
Okay.
Now, Dwayne, first of all, explain, if someone's not familiar with the Albert Lea American Legion Riders, explain what the group is and what the, I guess, what the goal of the group is as well.
Our main purpose is for the veterans of the Fremont County area and surrounding areas, actually. In order to be a rider, you must be a member of the Legion or the Sons of the Legion or the Auxiliary.
Okay.
We have right at 93 members right now. Like I said, our main purpose is for veterans. We're out for veterans. We spend a lot of time helping veterans in the area. Around the holidays, we go visit them in the nursing homes, and that's what one of our events is for. We actually make and design challenge coins that we give to the veterans in the nursing homes, and as of last year, we're actually giving it to the spouses also.
Oh, that is so awesome. That is so awesome. Now, Dwayne, let's talk about a couple of riding events that are coming up. Give us the details.
This Saturday, about 9:30, we'll be leaving. We're going to do the Independence Run. It's a mystery run ride. Any street legal vehicle, you don't have to be a Legion Rider member. We have three stops en route. We return back to the Albert Lea Legion. That's where it starts and ends. We also have a silent auction going on in the Legion, and the funds for that will go towards these coins that I talked about earlier.
That is so cool. Now, what time exactly?
We're going to depart the American Legion at 9:30, but you must register prior to the ride.
Okay.
It's $20 for the rider, $10 for a passenger, and cars are $20 also.
So if you're not someone that's got a motorcycle, you can still participate in the ride. And Dwayne, do they just stop by the American Legion to register?
Right. We'll start registration 8 o'clock on Saturday morning, and we have all the forms and all the legal things we have to do. And we'll leave at 9:30. And like I said, it's about a little over 100 miles.
Okay.
And we'll make three stops.
Very cool. And that money that is raised through the registration fees, that's used for you to help give back to veterans.
All right. This event is mainly for the coins.
For the coins, okay.
We gave out 247 last year to veterans and spouses in the nursing homes in Albert Lea and surrounding areas.
That is so cool. That is awesome. Dwayne Thomas, American Legion Riders of Albert Lea. That event's on Saturday. Now, you said there's another event the following weekend.
Next Saturday, we have what's known as the Nation of Patriots. It's a combat flag that goes to, well, this is the 10th year. This is the first year it's actually going to Alaska and Hawaii, but it used to be it go to all the lower 48 states by motorcycle in 110 days. This year, it's going to Alaska and Hawaii also in 120 days. So I'm not sure about the logistics for all them two, but...
That is so cool. So explain the flag that's going around again.
This is a combat flag that's actually flown in a combat zone.
Okay.
It's come back to the States, and it's transferred. It actually started in Las Vegas this year, goes to all 48 states, and again, this year it's going to Alaska and Hawaii. And I'm not sure what happens to it afterwards. I know once upon a time it went to the museum in Washington, D.C., the flag actually went. So,
Dwayne, that event's on the following Saturday, the 31st. So how can someone be a part of that event?
The flag arrives from Mason City around 5 o'clock. And we'll be in the North Broadway parking lot, and we'll have a ceremony. Miss Peggy Bennett will be there. The mayor will be there. And then we'll have a little dinner inside the Legion. Then Sunday morning at 9 o'clock, we'll be departing. And we will take the flag to Eden Prairie.
Okay. So 5 o'clock nighttime.
Nighttime,
on July 31st. Yes. Just wanted to verify.
Certainly.
And then a dinner. So everyone's invited to that dinner to participate in that.
Definitely. Anybody's welcome. Everybody's welcome.
Everyone's welcome. And a chance to, you know, come respect the flag and see the flag as well. And then you said you drive it up and you hand it off to the next person, and then away it goes.
And there's a little ceremony that, and a little spiel that the rider that brings it to us has to go through, and our rider will accept it, and we go from here.
That is so cool. Again, Dwayne Thomas with the Albert Lea American Legion Riders talking about a couple of events. If you're just tuning in, Dwayne, give us the logistics again of what's going on the 24th. That's going on this Saturday. Again, you got a bike, you got a car, want to go for a ride and raise money for veterans, you can do that this Saturday. Give us the details again for someone that might be just tuning in.
Register at the Legion in Albert Lea, 8 o'clock. We'll depart at 9 o'clock. A little over 100 miles. It's a mystery ride. We'll have 3 stops. Return back to the Legion in Albert Lea. We'll have a little dinner up there. And everything is a free will donation. We also have a silent auction at the Legion. So we have some pretty nice items. I was up there today going through them, and they're pretty nice. So,
very cool. What's the best way to get more information or just to find out? Is that stopping by the American Legion?
You can either stop by the American Legion or give me a call. My number is 507-402-3006. Get a lot of calls and always open. And you can stop at the Legion, and my number is posted up there, so you get a hold of me that way or talk to the people up there. There's usually riders up there, so they can tell you what we know.
Very cool. 507-402-3006 to get a hold of Dwayne if you have any questions. And, Dwayne, what do you ride? What are you driving?
Well, I have a 2006 Ultra Classic. It's got a custom paint job. I have the Vietnam Memorial wall painted on my motorcycle.
Do you really?
And I'm very, very touched by the paint job that was done.
Wow, that is so cool. So cool. And Dwayne, I assume you served then?
I did 20 years in the Army, yep. Active duty, yep.
Wow. Thank you for your service, and thank you for what you guys continue to do for vets. It's absolutely amazing. So, again, get out there and ride your bike, your car, coming up this Saturday. And, again, that combat flag will be in town on the 31st. And to get more information on anything, call Dwayne at 507-402-3006. That's 3006, or stop by the American Legion here in Albert Lea. Dwayne, anything you want to add before we let you go?
No, just try to stay cool, and everybody just do what you can.
Absolutely. God bless you, and thank you for everything you guys are doing. That's amazing.
Guys.
Appreciate that.